you think the chances are that this incredible, massive crowd, record-setting, is going to be shown on television tonight? 1% or zero?
Follow me, pick them up, put them down, pick them up.
You know, I go to Washington, and I see all these politicians, and I see the swamp, and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer. By the way, just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
It's a long, long... That's just some of what President Trump said to more than 35,000 Boy Scouts at the organization's National Jamboree yesterday. Now, it's a long-standing tradition for the Scouts to invite the sitting president to speak at their jamboree. It includes tens of thousands of young people. But Trump's politically charged address was far from the norm. The president's remarks are now being sharply criticized by many inside and outside of the Scouts, including many parents of Scouts. DeShane Stokes is an Eagle Scout and a former adult leader. He joins me now. DeShane, welcome.
Thank you.
What was your reaction when you heard the president? We heard some of his remarks there talking about his electoral win, calling Washington a cesspool, and attacking Hillary Clinton in his speech.
I was sickened and outraged by what he got up there and did before the Boy Scouts. It was a complete outrage. Normally, when a president gets up and speaks before the jamboree, they're usually talking about things like citizenship, fellowship with fellow citizens. And he instead used the opportunity to get up there and aggrandize himself and talk about his victories and how he's going to, you know, all these different things with his victories. Even though he's the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America, you know, which is customarily reserved for the president of the United States, he really had no idea what the Boy Scouts of America is really about. I mean, the Boy Scout law, for example, says that a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And he got up there and used the opportunity to aggrandize himself and just talk about himself and boast about himself rather than talking about how these children, these future leaders and future men of America can go about being trustworthy and loyal and actually helping their fellow citizens.
You've been in touch with not only a lot of Scouts, but parents, I'm sure, online, on Facebook and elsewhere. What's the reaction been?
I've heard a lot of people who are similarly really upset about what Trump got up there and did. People are really upset. A lot of them who are fellow Scouts or people who were in Scouts, even people who have come from families, multiple generations of Scouts, are really pissed off about what he did.
What do you think that young Scouts, though, who were in the crowd, might want to take away about their own behavior? There were a lot of cheers, again, booing Hillary Clinton at the president's prompting. Maybe it's reasonable to expect a young boy to follow an adult in that way. That instance didn't seem terribly Scout-like either.
That's something that really worries me about how this is going to affect our children. Naturally, people in America look up to the American president. He's considered a role model. And boys and the Boy Scouts are there to learn how to become men and the future leaders of America. So what Trump did is definitely setting a precedent for what they're going to do themselves in their own lives. And the messages of racism, the lies, the fraud, the sexism, like, he's sending a lot of really horrible messages to our children.
Do you think the president should speak at the jamboree next year?
No, definitely not.
One view from an Eagle Scout on the president's speech in front of the annual Boy Scouts Jamboree in West Virginia. DeShane Stokes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Boy Scouts of America released a statement today saying it is a wholly nonpartisan organization.
Follow me.